Welcome to TR Talks, where your host, Team Rajpal, talks everything Toronto and GTA real estate, from buying, selling, leasing, investing, and rental management. An unfiltered conversation with industry experts helping you stay up to date with the market. Xerxes, welcome back to another episode of TR Talks Toronto Real Estate. First of all, do you know that we're over 60 episodes? I mean,
no, I didn't know that. It feels like 100.
I know, but think about it. I mean, we've been doing this for over a year. I do believe we're getting better and better at it. That being said, I think we should go right into what we're talking about this week. And it is one of the most favorite topics the public at large or homeowners have. Can you guess? I mean, you don't need to guess. You do know what we're talking about.
Staging.
Staging. Yes, it is like it is something that has the homeowner's ears, like they just perk up and they're like, staging. Yes. Do you stage? We want to know all about staging. Let me start with the dictionary definition of staging. The act, process, or manner of presenting a play on stage. When you look up staging, that is what comes up.
So nothing to do with real estate.
I mean, it has everything to do with real estate.
It's one of those things that I think has now become just part of the process. It's become part of the norm. It's the expectation.
100%.
From both the seller and the buyer walking into the house.
Yes, both. And if I can take you back several, actually many, many years, in 2007, believe it or not, we were one of the handful of agents that introduced staging as a concept in the GTA. And it was, there were very few stagers. And just like the real estate industry, there are now thousands of them. It was back in 2007, very rare. So what used to happen is where normally you would have, okay, here's a home and it's going up on MLS literally within 24 hours. All of a sudden, people like us, so Team Rajpal, was introducing a concept of a process of listing your home. And it could take anywhere from a week to 2 weeks to get the home prepped, to get it staged, and then get it to MLS. But it made so much more sense. So taking a step back, because of course there could be listeners that are not familiar with the term, what does it involve? Like what is staging? What's the process? Go for it.
So the first is the consultation.
Yes.
Okay, so that's where the stager comes in. And they walk around with the homeowner through the home. It's really interesting because they actually walk through the home for the first time. So they have like, it's almost like a blank slate. But what's really cool is like, it's almost like they're walking through a vacant home in their mind. And you kind of, it's an art. It's definitely an art.
100% because you can see them visualizing something that has not yet been created.
Yeah, and it's about how to best utilize a space. So they'll go through the home with you. They'll give you tips and tricks. And you kind of start wondering, like, why do they, you know, decluttering is, like, the big piece of it. Like, that's one of the pieces of advice they'll give you. But what are they trying to do? They're actually trying to get you to start packing as well, it's this double positive. It's to showcase your home in the best way possible, but also to be in a position in which you're packed,
yep,
and ready to go. So that's step number one. They'll tell you, okay, move this here, or you know, change your faucets or change your light fixture, whatever the case might be. From the time of consultation to the time on market, I mean, there have been times when it's been, less than 48 hours? And then there's been times when it's taken
a few weeks.
8, yep. 10. I mean, I think you've had clients that have taken over 2-3 months.
Absolutely. And everyone's different, right? Like how long you've lived in 100%. Your home, the stage and age you're at. But I would say, like, if there were three things for somebody to remember about what staging would involve, number one, it's depersonalizing. Number two, it is decluttering. And number three, I believe it is taking your homeowner hat off and putting your buyer hat on and detaching from the process.
And I think the biggest thing to also take away is when you have made the decision to sell your home, the biggest piece of advice is I, as a professional agent, can give you, it all becomes about ROI. So the more work you put in, the more time you put in, the more effort you put in, the more of the stagers' recommendations you follow, it's all geared towards what? What is it geared towards? It's geared towards having a successful sale, number one. Number two, people might say, well, what is success? Okay, well, selling your home in a very timely manner, selling your home for the highest possible dollar. We don't want to give room to anyone to critique or not critique, maybe criticize the property in a negative way. So that's where, and it's amazing because the number of homeowners who get reattached to their home
after the staging is done. Yes.
They're like, I never knew my home could look like this. And yeah. It's like, okay, but the way we live and the way we sell are just completely astronomically different, right?
It's different. And I think really important for homeowners to take this piece away. When we say how we live and how we sell are two totally different things, of course your home is a home. The element of staging is being introduced so that you are now looking at your home as a house and as something that needs to be sold. And so it may not align with your personal taste, and you may not love depersonalizing and neutralizing your home. Of course not, because it doesn't look like it's yours anymore. But you now want to make sure that you are becoming that home that is going to attract a larger number of buyers and is going to create a quicker sale for the most money the market will pay. That's the basic goal.
And that's about it, right? So again, it boils down to that return on investment. You're putting in the time, effort, sweat equity, money. I mean, there's a ton of different things, but you're putting in that effort in order to get the return.
And also, you're absolutely right. And I think, going back to what you said right in the beginning, this definition, the act, process, or manner of presenting a play on stage, and you're like, well, what does that have to do with real estate? It is exactly the same. We are showcasing.
Showcasing. That's right? Literally the word that was coming to my mind.
Yeah, we're showcasing your home, and you're setting it up like a stage. And for us, I think that the goal has always been to work with stagers that are really in alignment with the kind of, the kinds of goals that we have as service providers. So we're just very particular about who we work with, too.
And so, again, I to the listeners out there, one of the things I will stress is there are stagers and then there are stagers. And what do I mean by that? Look, you can find any professional and you can say, I want to get the cheapest. You get what you pay for. You absolutely get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. When you walk into a home, I can tell you as a professional, like we do this every day. We preview homes. We sell homes. We help buyers with homes. The quality of the staging can make a difference to the buyer's perception on how a place can be utilized. I cannot stress this enough. I actually challenge people who've never actually sold their home or someone who is thinking of selling. You walk into an empty room, it actually appears smaller than it really is.
Yes, it does.
And you walk in there and you go, I don't even know if a double bed will fit in here. But then a stager has gone in and a queen is sitting in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's about, but again, we walked into a home the other day, you and I, on a home that we were just about to list. and the bedroom was a little awkward.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And the way in which the stager had set up the room was nothing like we would have really perceived or we would have done ourselves.
Yeah, and when you say awkward, it was the basically the floor plan of that room was where it was narrow, or sorry, it was wide and then it became narrow. So it was quite a long room and it was awkward in its layout. But the stager literally turned it around.
It was like a flip. It was like almost like, wow, I would have never pictured a bed going in there.
Yeah.
Like in that, in the position in which it laid out. But the point I'm trying to make is the fact that we want to, they see it from a different perspective. And what is their mind geared towards? Like a professional stager is going to look at it and go, I know what the market is looking for as far as utilization of space is concerned. What is the market looking for? Okay, they'll walk into a home and they'll go, what is the type of demographic that's going to live here? Okay, maybe it is someone who has a home office. Maybe it is someone who has a starter family and I should put in a crib, etc. The point being is that...
And these are conversations that we have with our stagers.
Of course.
So that they know what we're expecting.
Who the target market
and
is.
Who the target market is.
So the next step then becomes about, they go in, they've staged the home, and they've done their job. And the most important thing, the biggest thing I can give as a tip, not only to sellers, but to colleagues, other real estate agents as well, who are listening, is get the property photographed right away. Don't let anybody touch anything.
Yes. No,
because it's in its best showcase mode possible, right? And yeah. I think the challenges with staging, I think that's the next step is like, okay, well, what are the potential challenges? And sometimes it's when someone has furniture that can't be removed from the space. It could be living through a staged property while the property is being sold. It could be, where does one put, like a lot of people store a lot of their stuff in the garage while a property is being sold. Where do I park my car? You know, these are the types of typical conversations that you're having with your stager.
Or also another challenge when you're living, for example, in a staged home is how do I keep it looking like this? I do have young children. I need to live in my home. So that can be one of the challenges, which is, and then we get into other talks of, you know, ideally you shouldn't be in your home while it's being sold. But that's a topic for another episode. I would say as well, when it comes to staging, a lot of times we get asked, well, what is this going to involve? Like, what kind of costs could we be looking at? How much time could this take? So just understand that every property is so unique. And then you're looking from a one-bedroom condo to maybe a 4,000 or 5,000 square foot home. So the range, of course, can be quite vast. But you could be looking anywhere from, $1,500 to up to $10,000 when you're looking at staging costs. And I think that sometimes it's like there's that sticker shock and people are like, why would I spend all that time, first of all, prepping the home to be then staged and spend this money? And after that, I don't even have the guarantee of what the outcome is going to be. And I think it's really important to know that you need to see this as an investment, and the outcome comes twofold, one being in the time of the sale and the other being in how much you're maximizing your dollar value.
Absolutely. Keep in mind, what our job as salespeople is to do what, right? Like, it's very important for everybody to understand staging is just a component.
I was just getting to that point. Good.
So staging is just a component of the sales process. It is not the sales process.
Nope.
There are tons of people who try to sell their home themselves and then they stage their home and they go, oh, it's done. It's done. It's
sold. Or yes, when somebody will say, well, my home is going to sell itself. It already looks so amazing. And then we always say, if that were the case, if staging were the only thing that gets a home sold, why do only 55% of the listed homes sell? Many of those being staged.
And so going back to it, like if staging is just a component of the whole process, right? What is our goal as salespeople? And I think that is where this all, it kind of comes full circle and this conversation gets wrapped up, is the fact that staging being a component, it's just one example of how we present a home in order for a buyer who is interested in the home. Because look, what is a buyer going to do? They're going to say, that's wrong. This is not a space I can use. And they're going to find every single way in which the property is not good for them, but yet they're putting in an offer.
Exactly.
Right? So what does staging do? It's just one of those things that kind of, like I mentioned earlier, it gives them a reason not to come to that conclusion, allowing themselves to see the value in the home.
Yeah.
Right? And so our jobs as salespeople is always to maximize value. And our job is to make sure that we protect your equity, that we are there to make sure that we deliver what your expectations are and hopefully beyond those expectations. So when we are making recommendations with regards to the sales process, and when the stager comes in being part of that sales process, making recommendations on what they should do, remember, it is all geared towards helping your best interest. It is like, yes, of course, like, do we want to sell the home? 100%, we're in the boat with you. But we are giving you the tips for success.
That's absolutely right. And I think just on a closing note, maybe, when it comes to staging, understand that it is one aspect of the entire process. And it is a multi-step process to getting your home listed and then getting it sold and then further getting it closed. So keep in mind, when you are a homeowner, few things that I would just like to share. Number one, do not be the highest bidder on your own home. Number two, learn to detach yourself from the emotional component of being a homeowner. Number three, understand that staging is one part of the bigger process, and you are looking to depersonalize, declutter, so that other people can see themselves in your home. And number four, wherever possible, ensure that you can separate yourself physically from the home while it is being sold. And these will all be factors that are going to help you with that ultimate outcome.
100%. Yeah. So thank you for joining us today on this wonderful episode about staging. We have tons of other topic ideas that we are going to share with you. But of course, if there are any that you would like us to chat about, please reach out to us at info@teamrajpal.com.
Amazing. Till the next time. TR Talks is hosted by members of Team Rajpal with RE/MAX. Rajiv Rajpal and Xerxes Barucha are brokers. Geeta Rajpal and Nicholas Ip are sales representatives, all registered with the Toronto Regional Real Estate Board, Real Estate Council of Ontario, and Canadian Real Estate Association. This podcast is for informational purposes only and not for financial or investment advice. Please do your own due diligence.